It was 3 a.m., and I found myself driving around aimlessly after the bars had closed an hour earlier. Only two drunk losers had approached me, and even though I was desperate for a hard bang, I wanted someone who wasn't potentially going to throw up while bobbing on top of me. My cheeks deflated as a long, resounding breath blew out of my mouth. My elbow rested on the door as I leaned towards the window and my hand pressed against the side of my head. I wanted nothing more than to go home to a man who loves me and smothers me with kisses while lying next to him. Pity that Grant's love for me had faded throughout the years. The several bimbo secretaries he had banged must have made him forget about me bringing him breakfast in bed, massaging him whenever he was tense, and even inviting my friend Eve to join us for a threesome. I did everything I could to keep him happy, but nothing was ever good enough. I considered leaving him many times, but where would I go? How would I survive alone? Having someone next to me was better than a half-empty bed, even if the person lying next to me reeked of alcohol and smelt of perfume. I closed my eyes and shook my head, thinking about the degree of disrespect Grant had shown me. As much as it pained me to admit it, I had allowed it. What you allow will continue. The only thing that would make me feel better is a big dick inside me. I'd feel that I was getting back at Grant for cheating on me. I wondered how he'd feel knowing that another man was penetrating his wife. He felt I was his possession and that he could do with me as he pleased. Knowing that someone else had me, even for an hour, would drive him nuts. It would infuriate him to know I wasn't vying for his attention and that he wasn't the only man to pleasure me. My petrol light came on. I wanted to drive home and fill up tomorrow because I wasn't in the mood to get out of the car and be seen. My misery must have been written all over my face. I had always tried to look perky and be friendly to everyone. But Grant sure did know how to drain the last drop of life out of me. A kilometer later, I saw a petrol station with two pumps and no customers. I figured that I might as well fill up since nobody was around. I hoped that the shop clerk had ended his shift because I didn't want even him to see me. He perked his head up and looked at me as I stepped out. I was actually glad that he was still around because I had to pay with cash. The bank was sorting out my card after an ATM had swallowed it. I stepped out of the car, my foot landed in a puddle of water. My eyelids dropped as I sighed. Is there anything else that can go wrong? I stuck the petrol nozzle into my tank, crossed my arms and leaned against the car. Several minutes later, the nozzle clicked, letting me know that the tank was full. I pulled it out and inserted it into the pump. I leaned over my seat and reached for my handbag, then took my purse out. My lip lowered and my eyes widened as I saw that I had $20. I had spent $80 on cocktails trying to get drunk. Oh my God. I thought I had $200 on me. I remembered that I had bought groceries to make Grant dinner. But he didn't come home. Even when he wasn't around, somehow he made my life hell. What do I do now? I looked at the shop clerk over my shoulder, then back at the car. The only option was for me to jump into the car and drive off. I could never do that. Let me go and speak to him. I'm sure he'll understand. I stepped inside the shop and stretched my lips. They felt like tight rubber that wouldn't budge. Hi. I just filled up and then realized that I've only got $20 on me. I smiled and rolled my eyes. Feels so stupid. I don't know what I was thinking. You mind if I pop in tomorrow and give you the remainder of the money? I live just down the road. I'm sorry, but I can't do that. My manager is coming in a few hours to cash me up. If I'm short, he's gonna deduct it off my pay. And I'm barely making ends meet, said the shop clerk. My forehead wrinkled as I frowned, and I pouted my lips, uncertain of the solution. I'm sure there's something we can work out, I said. I can go home and fetch the money. I'm not allowed to let customers leave without paying. My suggestion wasn't going to work because I had to wait for Grant to come home to give me money. I looked down and shook my head. Just when I thought my night couldn't get any worse. I looked at him and smiled. He was tall, skinny, had gaps between his teeth and a few freckles around his nose. He wasn't my type, but I could kill two birds with one stone. I raised my chin, and my fingers slid down my neck and into my shirt, brushing my breasts. I watched his lips part as his eyes followed my fingers. My hand ran over my breasts, and I squeezed them and closed my eyes. He must have imagined how it would feel to suck them. I opened my eyes and licked my lips, staring at him. "Do you have the keys to the bathroom?" I asked. He nodded, then slid them across the counter. I took the keys, looked at him as I turned my body towards the door and smiled. He must have gotten the message, I hoped. I unlocked the bathroom door and then stepped inside and switched on the light. The door swung open, and I looked over my shoulder. The clerk stood behind me, his chest expanding and contracting rapidly and his lip hanging like he was starved and about to gorge on a steak. He stepped inside and slammed the door shut. I turned to him, and he clutched my shirt and ripped it apart. My breasts jiggled, and he bent his knees and grabbed both of them, his lips only inches away. He unclipped my bra, dropping it to the floor. His lips infused with my nipple as he squeezed my other tit. I closed my eyes and raised my chin, feeling his tongue wet my nipple. I clenched my teeth as he carried on sucking my tit, making my pussy wetter. He definitely knew how to use his tongue. My fingers raked through the top of his head. He groped my other nipple and grabbed my ass with both hands. It had been long since Grant had ravaged my chest like that. He got on his knees and unzipped my pants, then pulled it down. He pulled down my G-string, and I lifted my right leg as I pressed my hand against the hand dryer to avoid tipping over. My eyes closed as his tongue fiddled with my clitoris, and he stuck three fingers into my pussy. I put my other hand on the top of his head and moaned. God, he was definitely an expert with his tongue. I felt my pussy moisten. Abruptly, he stopped licking me, and he straightened his back. He grabbed my shoulders and turned me around, then pinned me against the wall. My tits on the right side of my face were pressed against the tiles. He stuck his dick into my ass, and I squeezed my eyes closed. My anus was tight, and he stretched it as he thrust. I groaned, feeling more pain than pleasure. But I liked feeling dirty. I felt that anal sex was the most sensual form of intimacy, so it was one of the cruelest revenges against a lover. Even Grant hadn't entered my rear. The clerk pressed his hand against the tiles above my head and shifted closer to me so that his dick could go in all the way up my ass. He carried on with the rough thrusts, making me rest my forehead on the tiles as I lowered my chin and grunted into them. The sex wasn't really pleasurable physically, but it was mentally. Knowing that this would hurt Grant made me feel good. He breathed into my neck as he sped up the thrusting, making me scream. I wish that everyone could hear us so that they knew I was getting banged hard. I wanted the whole world to know that somebody wanted me. He grabbed my shoulders and groaned as he swung his hips hard, one stroke at a time so that it would be hard in my ass. I screamed with every thrust, feeling his dick stretch my ass. The sex was rough, dirty, and slightly painful. But it was exactly what I needed. I couldn't picture a bigger betrayal than anal sex with a stranger in a public bathroom. Grant would lose his mind when he found out. The clerk pressed his face into my hair and then bit my shoulder. I turned my head, and his lips brushed my face. I felt that he was about to unload. He stepped back, and I turned around and squatted. He jerked himself off with only a few strokes, and then his cum shot onto my face. I opened my mouth, smiled, and then felt some of his cum stick to my tongue. He rattled his dick on my lips so that the remnants would drip into my mouth. I licked his tip to wipe off the remaining cum, then wiped off some of it from my face. He grinned, watching me lick his cum off my fingers. He pulled up his pants and walked out first. I locked the toilet and went back into the shop and handed him the keys. "Where do you live?" he asked. I gave him the address and told him to stop by after his shift. The best way for Grant to know that I was banged in my ass is to see it in our marital bed when he eventually gets home.